This call is being recorded.
Ready? Good evening. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Moment of silence, remembrance for our servicemen and women. Okay, please be seated.
Writing a note to have the AC on.
Yeah, we're going to all sweat through this.
Okay. Meeting. Roll call.
Director Nalaki.
Here.
Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Taffy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager.
Here.
Okay. We need approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of May 19, 2026, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of May 19, 2026.
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of May 19, 2026, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of May 19, 2026.
I second.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
All right, warrants none, awards of contracts none. Let's move on to new business. One, discussion action, tab one, review and approval of proposed fiscal year 2026-2027 budget. It's under tab one.
Start with that. So the budget is up for approval this evening, and we'll cover some of the larger items or some of the unusual items. One thing when preparing the budget, one thing I always do is I am conservative on projecting water sales. So we do have a rate increase that is higher than 1%, which is the difference here, but primarily that's due to, again, budgeting conservatively, unsure of where water sales go from year to year, as well as, I mean, different state mandates forcing conservation on the water world that we live in. So that is a little conservative. Ideally, we should end the year higher, but that's just, again, the approach I tend to take. One of the bigger line items is line 13 with quite a drastic decrease of around $51,000 from our projected. The reason for that is we did have a little bit more changeouts, or actually installs. So this is for used for new installation of services. We don't have any planned or known developments, so we did decrease that line item, as that is unknown. Not a lot of money is made off of those, because if we set up a service, we have to install a service, so we're reducing that expense as well. The other item is row 19, the miscellaneous non-operating income. Typically, we don't budget for this, as that is just those random little things that come in throughout the year. In the 25-26 year, a lot of that was due to the sale of a property at the district. So not anticipating anything going on this next fiscal year, so that's zero. And we're projecting to end with total revenues a little bit over $2 million. Going through some of the different expenses, so I didn't cover this last time. Row 34 was a decent decrease. I think I pushed the page over button, so sorry, Finance Committee. general manager decrease, that is when you get those old guys out and those new younger guys in, there's a decrease in salaries. But that does show a decrease in our total management and customer service line. And our total employees and benefits, a slight decrease. And most of that is related to a decrease in pension. Again, some of the, as we're noticing a trend, as people retire, they're usually in the pension system that was established way back when. That comes with a little bit higher cost of the district. Anybody hired after 2013 is, well, it's a cost savings for the district in the pension models. Let's go down to our operational expenses, line 61. That's on the next page, is total facilities wells. It's looking to increase $35,000, but the majority of that is due to our electrical costs. Electrical costs on line 52 are estimated to increase around $23,000. Not a lot of control in what we are getting charged by Edison, as we all see at our homes anyways. I know I do, at least. So that's the biggest driver, as well as just increased maintenance costs for the wells. Going down to line 69, our water billing systems. We did implement a new water billing system this year, and that's primarily driving our total office expense increase on row 82. Some other minor changes in that column. And then lastly, our total supports, line 92, increasing $15,000. The majority of that is insurance. Again, a lot of the increases here aren't costs we're able to control. These are just costs that we are forced to pay in some form or fashion. And so that is driving that. Total services, tools, service, and equipment increasing $14,000, and that's going to be on line 105. And that's going to be due to just purchasing some tools for the shop, as well as potential rental equipment that might be needed during this year. What does that mean for the district? Our total expenses on row 116 is showing a little under $1.5 million. And the line I like to look at is line 117, which is our income before capital. The reason I like that is just to meet the operational needs of the district, maintaining our lights, our facilities, and paying our people. So overall, the rates are doing what they're meant to do, is keep the lights on and operations running smoothly. That does not include, however, the capital projects, which is row 118. So right now, our capital project, which is on the next page, but we'll kind of cover that as well. The biggest capital project is mainline replacement. The next biggest line is backhoe. A lot of the capital, so our operational needs and the maintenance you see on that, is that just maintain the system. You have a pipe break, it's going to help fix that. You have someone hit a fire hydrant, that's going to fix that. Capital is more long-term. These are, okay, we got to go dig up the ground, replace some pipe because we have, could be a stick or a few feet of pipe that needs to be replaced, could be miles of pipe. But that's usually where your capital is. It's replacing generators, pumping facilities, reservoirs, or purchasing equipment like trucks and backhoes. So at the end of the day, after everything is said and done, we're projecting a net income of $81,000. Actually, I'd like to change that. We're projecting revenues over expenses. And actually, I'll probably change this for the future. Net income has a bad connotation, I've found, with sometimes the general public who doesn't understand that we essentially are a nonprofit. We don't make a profit. Our money that we do make is generally transferred to reserves or future capital projects. So So I'll be changing that down the future, so you won't see income anymore, just for that public awareness and scrutiny at times. Still a healthy position to be in is $81,000. That basically concludes what I've prepared for you all, but I'm happy to answer any questions on any of the line items or the budget and how that process goes in developing this. I should mention, I do apologize. Almost missed it again. There were two changes since your last budget that we did do. So there was a minor change, and that is going to be in line 76, computer services. We did bring that to where we're projecting. So prior to this, it was showing $25,800. And right now we're showing $32,500 because that's where we're going to project to end the year, and most likely we'll incur those same expenses this next year. The other line that I'd like to direct you to is line 93, which is the training and travel line. That was increased slightly, $800 for licensing for staff. So those were the two changes from last month to this month.
Does anybody have any questions?
How often do we look at, review this? Like the P&L, essentially.
We go over it at the 5 o'clock meeting every month.
Oh, okay.
So me, James, Terry, and Melissa, we'll all go through it. So it's always in your board packet if you're ever curious where we're at. Under the financials tab.
Okay.
And you can come into these meetings anytime you want at 5 o'clock.
Okay. It's nice looking at a good P&M.
I do appreciate your work.
Hey, we do need to approve the budget.
I make a motion to approve the proposed fiscal year 2026-2027 budget.
Motion to approve the proposed fiscal year 2026-2027 budget made by Board Vice Chair Brock and seconded by Director Carlin. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Dittcher?
Aye. All right, number two is discussion action item under tab 2, is purchase of Caterpillar Model 416 backhoe.
If you want to kick off, you can.
You guys have a lot going on.
James, would you like to talk about this?
Oh, yes. So Mike budgeted this last year's budget. I believe you set aside $80,000 for this. So this year we're going to put another 80 in to help pay for this new backhoe because the other one's getting old. So he had already started budgeting for this in the year previous. So.
What about other quotes for the?
Yeah, we were going to get other quotes. Quinn was the only cat that was local, so I could get other quotes for you guys that are, you know, something similar.
Yeah, I'd like to see other quotes for that because a lot of money
to spend in one. Yeah, and the one that he had budgeted for, I think, was like 160. So we got one model a little bit smaller, and so it came down about 12 grand. But we'll get other quotes, yeah.
There's a second cat, huh?
Yeah, I like cat. Well, we have a John Deere, but we had this cat at Morongo, new, and it was very, very nice, very smooth, so.
One thing I will say, we'll get additional quotes. This one's good for 30 days, so the numbers might change a little next month when we get it.
Just as an FYI.
So this is a 2025 model?
Yes.
Have pilot controls?
What's that?
Does it have pilot controls?
Yes.
I know, speaking of, can you see how it would feel if that door was open?
Saying that we want to table this?
I would like to, because I'd like to see other quotes before.
I like how they do that. The quote is good for 30 days, and it may change after that.
There you go.
We didn't jump on it.
Like a car dealership. If I walk away, will you give me a better price? What's the longevity of one of these? Like how?
It'd go for about 20 years.
Okay.
I don't know how the age of the other one.
20 years.
Without having too much problem. What do you think?
No. I think you get about 5,000 hours out of it, and you're going to start having problems.
Yeah. Or the bucket. Keep swinging, and you're like trying to stop it, and just still going.
Clang, clang, clang. All right, so let's table this till next month, and just bring us some more quotes, please.
You got it.
You think like 3 quotes is good?
Okay, item 3 is community involvement.
Although fireworks are illegal out here, so I guess that's the thing. That's the community thing this month. I don't know if it's anything.
The county is paying $100.9 million to do advertising. Say,
they didn't bring us any this year. Usually they bring us flyers to put in our window, but not this time.
You guys
didn't
seem wrong
with
that, right?
They're already celebrating at Morongo's.
Oh, the people around the corner do it for us, too.
All right, let's go with updates then. Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Clark.
Yeah, the well 2 is still being scheduled for repairs. They're backed up. But the good thing is that well 4, SCADA, is estimated to be installed in about 3 to 5 weeks due to the parts being on back order. So when that SCADA is installed, it'll be the perfect time for us to be able to pull well 2 because we can control well 4 from home. So at that time, we would rather have well 4 automated before we pull well 2, so hopefully it coordinates that way. And then, as we've seen the other day, the Hella hydrants are working during that lemon fire. He got to use both of them. I'm not sure if you guys got to see it, but we were up there at Tank 3. I was trying to record, but they called me and said, hey, nobody can be below that helicopter. He won't land, so I had to go to the back of the tank and try to hide and try forgot to record it. But they worked. They both worked. So that's a good update. Then we're still working on that property on Ramona. Apparently, even the property for the well that we've been working on, even the realtor can't even contact the owner. Their phone is off, and their water's locked off over here, too. So they must not be in town, or something happened. So we're still working on that. We're not giving up on it. And then the other update was the generator. So I spoke with, what's his name, Emmett? I think his name's Emmett.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and said that the county said that they may have found some money to help us purchase some generators, but it's just going to take some time to do it. So at least it's still in the works, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Discussion updates. Reports on meetings attended by Cabazon Water District Board of Directors.
I just have one for Monday, June 1st for San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. They discussed our fire and helicopters, the fire and the helicopters using the helihydrants. And talking about the one up against the mountain got smoked out, so they ended up using the other one. That was about all that really had to do with us.
For me, there wasn't much for the Alliance one that I think had to do with us. They did realign their board, and they may be looking for an alternate secretary, as the one they currently have is going to be retiring soon. And a new letter of commitment should be coming soon as well to confirm the continued participation in the Alliance meetings. As for the one yesterday, the hexagon standards are going to be lowering, so we don't know yet officially what that's going to be and what the passing level is. And then Cala Mesa actually got to use their helihydrant 2 days ago. Unfortunately, they had a fire near them, but they were able to access that helihydrant and help, which I thought was pretty, I'm thankful that they're getting use. And then our current reservoir levels are really sitting above the last year's levels and maintaining at 45% allocation, which is a good place to be at.
That was it for me.
Anybody else? Thank you. All right. Discussion updates with San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Director, Ms. Sarah Wargo.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for attending. That was a long one yesterday.
Oh, yes, it was.
Pretty long one. We did go over we did approve the Cal Rural Water Association. So that we will fund that so you guys can utilize that and utilize all the benefits out of that with the hours training for the 8th, right? You can get hours out of that for keeping up certs and grants and help, all the help you can get. So let's utilize that as much as possible since the agency is fronting the bill for that. We did have a ribbon cutting for Banyan Heights. We did, they had a 1 million gallon tank. Chip showed up.
Yeah.
And I gave my first big speech up there. That was a little scary, but yeah. Other than that, still working on sites. And do you guys have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Something, they probably didn't talk about it at the meeting because it just happened last week, I think, but we finally paid off for the gap funding. We've got our final check from City of Banning, so we paid back the past agency for the gap funding.
We are zero in debt.
So until the next grant, we're good.
Now, like you, James heard me say, how I closed my speech was, now go find me another grant. Go find Mark. We'll be there.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. We need to find some more grants now.
Yeah. And the Cal Rural Water Association does help with grant finding and grant writing. That's how Banning Heights got their tank was, through Cal Rural Water. They used the grant funding and the finding, and so tools are there.
Okay, any public comment? If Future agenda items and comments.
Oh, next month we'll have our standby fees that we go over every year. We're mailing out those notices.
Okay. Do you have any suggested agenda items from the public?
Management.
No, but I think everybody knows that next month's board meeting is going to be a little sooner than this one because she's leaving for vacation. So she's leaving us.
Yes.
She's going to camp.
Yeah.
Suggested agenda items from the board members?
I would like to talk more about us becoming a Firewise community and if that's something. We all live, I'm pretty sure, fairly close to each other.
We need to figure it out.
Yeah. I definitely think that's something that we should look into with how close we all are to each other, trying to get that break.
Do we have any more information on that?
We did the workshop, and when I asked the IARCD, she asked Lily to give them a presentation, and I wanted to make sure, like, are you going to talk about becoming a Firewise community? And she said, yes, but she barely said, there's a Firewise community that you guys can do. Look into that. And I was like, that was it. So I am working with the IARCD. There is somebody in Solera in Cherry Valley who has become a Firewise community. So that little community has become Firewise. So I need to reach out to them, but I'd like to get some more workshops put out about actually how to do that. Yeah. But I know you need a captain, not a...
We'll put that on the agenda next month.
I am not volunteering, and I am not volunteering. But we need more information. So if anybody wants to volunteer on getting more information.
I'll try to look into it some more, too. I know they just sent me something in my insurance renewal about it.
Did they?
They were renewing my annual insurance, and it had a box on there asking, are you a Firewise community for a discount?
California...
No. So I have on one home, I have State Farm, and on one house, I have Geico.
They're still renewing your policy down here?
Yeah.
Well.
State Farm has not dropped me. I've had it since 2019, so I was grandfathered in. They will not drop me as long as I maintain the property. And then Geico just accepted me. I just bought the house a year and a month ago. And they automatically allowed me, which I was surprised because I got denied almost everywhere. State Farm would not open my new house. But I called my car insurance and they're like, yeah, we'll take you. And I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
Call Geico.
Yeah, they told me no.
It was actually cheaper than the California Fair Plan quote I got. But I don't know if that's because I have three different policies with them.
Yeah.
So, but it was cheaper than the fair plan.
I just remembered another comment. I sent it to all of you in your emails, and I might have told you already, but the board training courses are due at the end of July. So some of you already did it.
Don't talk to me about those.
Salt in the wound.
You have to sit through the entire time, too. You can't come back to it.
The one that you have to sit through is the sexual harassment one. I don't know
about that. You have to answer questions.
You know, yeah. You can pause and go back.
Well, you didn't do the ethics because you did that differently on the email. It said you had to finish it in one shot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For the board one, I think you can pause and go back, right?
Yeah, you can pause. Yeah.
For the Brown Act, I mean.
The Brown Act one, I don't know if pausing it works.
You might have to take it all over. You can pause it, but you have to take it all over again.
I didn't answer the question at the end.
It timed out on you?
No. It didn't give me a certificate. So I went back to try to do it, and now I have to do this all over again.
He said it in nicer words than he did the first time.
Yes.
2-hour one for my job, right? My normal
tech job. I apologize.
I'm not excited.
All right. Well, we're being recorded, so.
The agency's also working on the 770, the 770 training.
The physical one, is it that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask Marcella if she has any updates. There's another class you guys want
to take.
There's
another new class you have to take.
I'm joining my
budget, right? And fiscal, making sure that we're all fiscally literate.
Oh, he has an itchy finger.
Okay, let's move on. Miscellaneous. Future board items, next board meeting date. Let's see. It's going to be July 13th.
That's the
San Antonio Pass. Oh, that's, yeah, that's San Antonio Pass. Ours is the 14th, yes. Mm-hmm. And then the MAC meeting is going to be August 13th. And then there's another word down here, guys.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 6:30 made by Board Vice Chair Brock, second by Director Carlin. Director Keith?
Aye.
Director Perez.
Aye.
Director Carlin.
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock.
Aye.
And Board Chair Titcher.
Aye.